Also, it was a really good week of practice for the defense, and obviously that showed on the field. Did you guys take to heart what happened in Miami the second half last week and carried on the field?
Well, particularly in the second half, we came out. We weren't really focused in Miami. So really the emphasis was coming out, starting fast, playing well, trying to create some turnovers, and just trying to tackle better and being a second half football team, which, you know, we struggled with in the past. So I think we came out and did a good job of that.
Is that the best all around this season for you guys?
I don't know. I missed four games. So.
I guess so.
Second half we played, we had a great four down stop. Made some turnovers, created some pressures. Vrabel had a heck of a game. Rosie picked up a touchdown. It was great.
Disappointing seeing them break the shutout, post that score on the board at the end.
I think anytime you can leave a goose egg up there, I think you will want to. But, I mean, heck, you can't. I mean, we shut down a group of talented guys. They only scored 7 points against us. And, defense played well today.
Rodney, do you think you guys sent the message to the Colts? What kind of a message did you send with this win?
We weren't thinking about the Colts. We were thinking about the Redskins. So you got to play. It's a 60-minute game. You got to continue to play for 60 minutes. You never know what's going to happen. I think more importantly for us is we improved on a lot of areas where we struggled in the past. And that's what we're focused on. We're not focusing on, another team's going to do, or just focusing on a task at hand and making sure that we get better for next week.
Thank you. With your team right now, is that a fair characterization?
Well, I just think opportunities that being presented with, we try to go out and take advantage of them. I think the offense is doing a great job of putting points up on the board, and defensively, we just try to feed off of it and go out there and do our job. The special teams continue to come up big, and there you have it, another victory, 52-7.
But you're not beating teams; you're stomping them, and at the end, almost people have suggested rubbing it in. Do you buy that?
In your opinion, you could say that. I think Bill tells the offense to go out there. You don't put the offense out there to punt the ball. So in all areas of the game, you have a job to go out to do out there on the field, and guys are getting it done, and you can take it how you want to take it. We're trying to win the ball game.
The world will be fired up over this game next week. What can you tell us? What's the anticipation from you as a player for the game against the Colts?
Well, I know me personally, I'll be fired. I'm fired up every week. I try to have a great attitude and go out there, fly around, have some fun. Is there extra incentive because I'm from Indianapolis? No. But it's definitely an opportunity to go home, play in front of some family, some friends, and hopefully we can come away with the win.
Is there extra incentive because they beat you in the AFC Championship last year?
Last year, totally different team. They're a totally different team, best team in the league. We're a totally different team, trying to get back to where we want to be.
Rosie, why will there be such hype surrounding this game next week?
You have to ask yourself and the rest of the media world. I think what we try to do is come in and focus and get the game plan down and try not to pay attention to what goes on outside the locker room. And for us, finishing is going to be a big thing. And so hopefully we can get that done this year.
Compared to the other teams you've played on, how much better, or does this team do a better job of focusing on them?
Well, I think, each year each team is going to be different. And so we've had teams that have won championships, and we've had teams that have finished second. We've had teams that have finished, at the end of the beginning of the playoffs or the end of the playoffs. And so you have to wait till the end of the year and see what kind of team this is going to be. Hopefully we can follow through and win as many games as we can so we can qualify for the playoffs.
How did Richard seem out there today?
I don't know. I couldn't really pay attention to Richard. I was trying to make sure I got my job taken care of, but hopefully he can continue to get better. I know he's trying to work hard at bettering himself. We need all healthy bodies to continue to keep this thing rolling.
Rosie, what kind of statement do you think you all sent to Indy with a win like that?
You have to ask them. I think we just try to go out and execute. Regardless of the situation, regardless of the team, we try to go out and execute. And the opportunities that we've had this year, we have. And, hopefully when we get another opportunity this coming weekend in Indianapolis, we'll, take advantage of it.
How important do you guys think it out there?
We were disappointed. So, we're happy about the victory, but, we would have loved the shutout.
Bill said this was the best week of practice the defense had. What made it the best week, and what did you guys focus on?
Tackling. We did a lot of tackling. Just executing the game plan, going out there. And, whatever the offense, scout team offense tried to throw at us, we were pretty much on top of it. So, we had a good week. Everybody was flying around to the ball. Everybody was psyched up.
So often you guys play well. We come in here and you guys are disappointed with some of the things that you did. Is this one of those games where you're satisfied with the effort?
You can't never be satisfied. Unless 0.0 yards. And so you're never satisfied. But, we played a pretty good game, at the end on defense. we gave up the 7 points. We're disappointed in that, and you know, just got to go out and see what happened on that drive and try to work on that.
Asante, the offense is playing so well. Do you get the sense that maybe some of the other teams are starting to feel like you guys are running up the score a little bit, rubbing a little salt in their wounds?
I mean, I'm not worried about that. It's football. We're going out there playing football. You know, if the backup guy's in, I'm sure coach wants them to go out there and execute, make sure they could get the job done. So I don't think he's intentionally running up the score. No, not at all.
The score itself seemed to indicate that the message is being sent to the Colts next week. Do you agree with that?
No, this is a different game. We're not worried about the Colts when we're playing the Washington Redskins, so we're just going out there playing and doing what the coach is telling us. And start Monday, we'll start worrying about the Colts.
But do you think it sends a little message their way, like, hey, you know, you might have beaten us three straight, but this is a new year?
No, I don't think they look at it like that either. You know, it's two different teams, you know. Colts play one style, Washington Redskins play one style. So, you know, the Colts may be feeling like, you know, the way we run defense, we could stop them. All the way we run offense, you know, we're gonna score a lot of points. So it's two different teams.
Thanks, Al.
Santé Samuel.
You know, he's getting back into the groove and things like that. So, you know, Richard's going to be a great help to us. You know, and you know, he's ready. He's anxious to go out there, you know, full time and do what he got to do. And you know, when he does, you know, he's going to make an impact, I'm sure.
Was today a designed tune-up game for Richard before the Indy game next week?
That's something you have to ask Bill. I don't know. You know, I know Rich is anxious to, you know, get out there and play, and you know, he's ready and stuff like that. But anything else, you have to ask Bill or him.
Are we going to a game not expected to shut out a team, and maybe not expected to run up 52 points? So when it happens, are you surprised?
I mean, not based on the previous weeks, but. You know, those guys on offense, and we had a couple scores here on defense. So we prepare well during the week. We kind of figure that the outcome might be sometimes what it was today.
Is today a situation where you play
I can't remember, man. I've had a lot of one fumble recovery games, but two, it was like I was out there Easter egg hunting or something like that. It was like the goat. Picking up a golden egg out there, but you know, it just got to continue to play, and you know, sometimes you know the ball might literally bounce in your direction.
Are you guys satisfied with your defensive effort today, or is there still more stuff?
Well, I mean, based on letting Miami last week come back into the game and stuff like that was disappointing for us, and we kind of felt last week that with the score being what it was in the first half, that we were kind of watching the game in a sense, you know, opposed to going out there and doing what we did in the first half. So that was an emphasis of ours going into this game. And, you know, and this game it was a good, you know, comeback game from that. And, you know, we had a solid performance out there. Wasn't perfect. You know, we could have shut them out, you know, a couple screenplays. I mean, it's always going to be something. Those guys, you know, they got pride. They got, you know, they get compensated for what they do, too. So. We're just going to continue to try to get better every week.
This team has always said that the most important game is the next one. Okay, now the next one is Indianapolis. How does that look to you?
Oh, we'll see when we look on film. Did they win today?
Yes.
Okay, so I know it'll be a lot of a lot of hype surrounding it. So, but I know from a film standpoint, then we just got to go into it and look at it, and you know, and see what happens, you know, and how they've been doing. Because all I know is what I've seen on television.
The sequence is there.
Get out. Taiwan.
I'm not sure. I know he's going to have a lot of stuff that when we come in tomorrow that we'll be able to correct, and he's always right. So.
There's never been anything like this before. It's just, you know, up 38 points, just keep on attacking, and keep working that offense. You've not been part of it. Nobody really has.
Well, you know, it's just something that the coaching staff wants to do. You know, we're behind them, whatever they want to do, and you know, we're just gonna, whatever play they call, we just got to run it.
Did tonight show a little bit of diversity in the offense? The backs got more involved, the underneath, you know, Wes was still involved underneath.
Yeah, I think that's something that they wanted to do this game was to get the running game a little more involved. Obviously, with Maroney feeling a little better, you know, as weeks go on, I'm sure he'll get more, you know, more carries and. You know, from my perspective, I'm not a coach or anything, but, you know, he ran pretty well. And, you know, he's getting better. So we're going to have to continue to ride on him, and hopefully he can continue to get better every week.
You were on the other side. Would you think that the score was being run up?
You know, I wouldn't care. I'm not. So, you know, it just, you know, it is what it is. We're just going, and like I said, you know, Bill's making the calls. You know, it's really just a matter of us going out and executing what they want us to execute.
Todd, do you feel like this Indianapolis game is more than just a regular season game? Seems like there's a lot more on the line than just one game.
Well, you know, you can't look ahead, so there isn't anything that's on the line other than, you know, the next opponent. I'm not going to downplay it. I mean, obviously it's going to be a big game and all that good stuff, but you know, it's another good game against the defending world champ. So yeah, we've got to make sure we bring our A game, and you know, it's going to be a good one.
What are the screen passes to the backs and screen passes you open up?
Well, it's just a number of different things that we can do, and I think that with all those calls that we're making, you know, we're really trying to keep the defense on their toes, and it's a lot of different things that we can do. We have a lot of different options that we can go to, and you know, guys usually perform and make do of their plays when they get them. Yeah, those guys looked like running backs out there today. You know, Tom, it was good to see Tom get in there and run, you know, looking pretty good. And obviously Castle, you know, he showed some guts by running in there the way he did with that defense, because they were coming. We watched film all week on those guys, and that was one thing that we preached all week was catch the ball, get upfield, and, you know, don't try to be the hero. Get down when you're outnumbered. Hey, those guys, they play good defense.
Dante, 52 points today. You guys did it on the ground. You did it through the air. Was there a message or a statement sent to Indianapolis?
Nah, I don't. I mean, that's not what we're trying to do. I mean, you can't really send those guys a message. They're the defending champ. So, if anything, they sent a message to us today with their convincing win over Carolina. I think it was. I'm not sure whoever they played, but. Yeah, if anything, they're sending us. There's no messages we can send them. They're the ones with the rings from last year, and you know, they've won however many straight until they're the champs until somebody proves wrong.
Do you think accusation?
Dante Stallworth.
Richard, your thoughts on your first game back? Feeling better?
Well, you know, I guess first I'd like to say it's definitely been a long road. It's been a journey, you know, something that, you know, I haven't experienced in my career. But, you know, I think every year is different. And, you know, I think it presents different challenges. And, you know, it's a tough road, you know, to say the least. But I think, you know, it's a few people that I definitely have to thank. And, you know, my wife being one of them for putting up with me for those 7 weeks. And, you know, also for the training staff or, you know, preparing me to get back out on the football field. And, you know, then also for my teammates for congratulating me back. And then also for the fans, you know, giving me a warm welcome back. So, you know, like I said, it's been a long road, but, you know, every year is different, and I understand that. And, you know, I think, you know, health, you gotta be healthy to play this game. And, you know, so that's just kind of where it is at this point.
How much rust was there to shake off?
Well, you know, definitely, you know, I hadn't played since what, Indy last year.
Right.
So it's definitely been some rust there. But, you know, it's just been good to get back out on the football field and, you know, be in the mix a little bit. So, you know, I still have a ways to go. I have a lot of work to do. I have, you know, but I think it's definitely encouraging just to get back out there with my teammates.
Richard, as somebody who had to watch and not play, what was it like watching this team?
Oh, it's been awesome just to watch them. You know, a lot of my family's just been calling me while I've been at home, just watching these guys do a great job. You know, I think, you know, you got to take your hats off to them. The way they've been able to play, you know, I think it speaks volumes of the level of consistency that's here. And, you know, from all different levels, from, you know, from ownership, coaching staff, and, you know, definitely the players. So, you know, I think we have a well-oiled machine, and, you know, we just, you know, just looking to take it one game at a time, focus on the task at hand, and, you know, improve from here.
Is there ever any doubt that you'll be back this year in the league?
No.
This is pretty much the timetable Richard's going to
be. Somewhere along here, you know, we really didn't put a timetable on it. We just tried to say, you know, whenever we feel, you know, like it's kind of ready to go. And, you know, I just think from this point, I'll just be looking to improve week to week.
At what point did you feel that you were ready to go?
This week.
Definitely this week. Any pressure with Indianapolis next
week? No, not for me. You know, I just think, you know, just for all our teammates, the only thing we can do is take care of our responsibility, do our job. And, you know, if I think if everyone does that collectively as a group, then we'll continue to roll, you know. And, you know, I don't have any doubts. I think the guys been able to do that for, what, 8 weeks now? So, what, 7, 8 weeks? And, you know, but, you know, as we all know, this week is a different game and presents some different challenges. And, you know, obviously when you're facing Peyton Manning and, you know, the things that they've been able to do in that organization for a while, you know, the level of consistency, you know, starting from the top, you know. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us.
Good,
Oh, definitely it's good to, you know, knock the rust off and, you know, because you can't be rusty playing those guys.
When Rodney came back from his absence, he mentioned that he spoke to you. You guys spoke a lot when you guys were both out. Was it good to have a support system like that, specifically with Rodney, when you guys were both out for a specific length of time?
Oh, definitely. You know, I think, you know, definitely, you know, as you all know, Rodney's one of my, you know, good friends on and off the field. And, you know, he's in the past been able to face some adversity, and, you know, I think he knows a little bit about it, and, you know, coming back from knee injuries and shoulder injuries, et cetera. So, you know, with that being said, you know, just for myself, I just had to take it one day at a time. You know, it's been times where, you know, I've been really frustrated and, you know, didn't know where to turn and what to do. But, you know, I think, you know, when you have a good supporting cast around you, you're able to pull through a lot of situations. Like I said, my family's been huge, my teammates, you know, so anytime you're able to have a good core group of people around you, you know, you're able to, you know, get back out there.
Richard, how do you feel that you can probably play a whole game next week, or how do you feel right now coming out?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to tell. I think you have to go back and look at the film. You know, I think you have to get a level of conditioning. You know, you can do all the running that you want to do, but until you get out on the football field, I think, you know, obviously that's why we have some preseason games, et cetera, you know, for the guys up front. You know, just to kind of build upon. So, you know, I'm just looking to build upon this next week. And, you know, like I said, there's still a lot of football left to be played. And, you know, next week is just one game.
Rich,
that's how we approach it.
Rich, you always have a unique perspective. From your perspective of being around the team and then watching from the outside, so to speak, what do you see 8 weeks into the season about where this team is right now?
So we're at the midway point, so to speak, you know, somewhere around there. But, you know, the guys have, I won't hesitate to say the guys have been just working their butts off. And I think anytime you're able to, you know, no matter what your results are, continue to be resilient, continue to work. And, you know, Coach Belichick has us prepared week in and week out. And, you know, the guys just don't look down the road. You know, we try to prepare week in and week out. And I think anytime you try to out-prepare a team throughout the week, I think that's where we try to gain our advantage and where we try to gain the edge. So, you know, I think we'd have a lot of veterans on the team and a lot of guys who understand their role and just try to, you know, do their job and do it at a high level. So, I mean, that's where we are.